Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you for this time together, Lord. Thank you for letting me speak these just few words. Amen. So, we're in the minor prophets, but there's no such thing as a minor prophet in God's word. We're in Haggai chapter 2, and the last 3-4 verses, but I just want to concentrate on verse 23. And verse 23 reads, "In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, I will take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, my servant, saith the Lord, and I will make thee a signet, and that for I have chosen thee, thus saith the Lord." So just three simple points. I don't want to overcomplicate things. I've always told to keep it simple. I only can do things a simple way. Beans on toast is about as far as I go. So, just a simple three points. There's the ring, I have chosen thee, and the small things in life. So the ring, it's a signet ring that he speaks about there. A signet ring has got a stamp and a seal on it. A seal of approval, a seal that guarantees where the ring has come from. In other words, you could say it's a king's ring. And when they seal the documents, when they press that soft wax like they use in candles, they drop the wax and then they seal it. And that's the seal that you know is official. That is official. We know that it's official. What a message God had give to Zerubbabel. A message to turn the Jew back to God. Because he got the ring of approval, in other words. He's got the ring of approval. He's got a seal from God. He's got a wonderful message. And we've got that message as well. And we've got that authority through the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got that authority. 2 Corinthians 1:22 says, "Thou hast sealed us and given us the earnest spirit in our hearts." Ephesians 1:13 says, "In whom also you trusted after your heart, that the word of the gospel, the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also that you believe, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise." And then in John chapter 10, verses 28 to 30. I just love this illustration of God's hands. And we're in God's hands, and we're all those who believe. And you can say, God has sealed us in his hands together. No man can pluck us out. No man can pluck us out of these hands. And Zerubbabel's got the authority as well. But we need to look at authority, and there's a sort of two sides of authority, if you'd like to say. There's the wrong side of authority, and there's the right side of authority. And it says in 2 Samuel 11:27, it's speaking of David abusing his authority, in other words. He's in the high position of the king, but we all know what happened with Uriah the Hittite and Bathsheba. He abused his authority, didn't he? He abused his authority. He sent a man to die, in other words, for his own lust and his own purpose, because he abused his position. And you can think King Saul as well abused his position in authority, because he'd done so many things wrong. And then obviously there's the right side. Jesus Christ is the right side of the authority. It says in Matthew 7:29, "For he taught those having authority, not as the scribes." Jesus is the perfect authority on this earth. He is the perfect authority. And that's what we need to look at. We need to look at him through our authority. We look at Jesus. And he gives us the signet ring. And what a gift that is. It's so simple if we think about the gifts he's given us in our lives. Second point is, He has chosen. He has chosen us. In Exodus 3:1-27, God has chosen Moses to lead his people out of Egypt. And then in Acts 9:15, it says, but the Lord says unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name amongst the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel. So God has chosen Moses, Paul, Zerubbabel to speak to the lost world. But it says in Exodus chapter 3, verse 11, Moses is simply saying, who am I to go and speak to the Pharaohs? Paul has got thorns in his side, spiritually speaking. I got a bit of a thorn in my side yesterday as well. And it had to come out. Kelly was there yesterday squeezing it and he was hurting it, crying like a baby. But, spiritual thorns get in our sides. These are our weaknesses. But Paul speaks on these thorns. We've got to keep pulling them out. They're going to fester and take control of all these thorns. Spiritual thorns. Zerubbabel is not perfect. We are not perfect, are we? We are not perfect. I am certainly not perfect to preach God's word today. But it says in John 15:16, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and obtained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you should ask in the Father's name, and in my name I will give it unto you. So, we have not chosen Jesus, have we? He has chosen us. And we can say, why has God chosen me to speak and to other people to speak and to teach? Because you can hear the devil saying, why have you done this? You're a sinner. Look at your past. Look what you've done and what you've said. But the devil's right, isn't he? He does pick on our faults. He does say, why did he do this? Why did he do that? But the Lord has still chosen us, isn't he? He's still chosen us to be that vessel, to go out and to speak God's word. And we're not to listen to the devil. We are just to go and focus on the Lord. To focus. Because if we listen to the devil, he will twist our words around. He will sort of make a molehill of a mountain of a molehill. He will prey on these thorns, as you can say. He will twist them and make them bigger than what we're supposed to. As it says in John chapter 15:16, it says, ordained you. He's called us. He has called us to witness, to work, to preach, to teach. We may all not be pastors and preachers, but we all can give our testimonies, can't we, of what the Lord has done in our lives. I can give my testimony how he changed my life. I got saved in 2004, I got saved. But in 2000, I got married. And then, I think we was living together, and then all of a sudden, we split up. I'd moved back with my parents. Things weren't going well. We was going to get divorced, but the Lord stepped in. The Lord stepped in. And I got saved in 2004. Praise the Lord for that. And then, later on down the line, we had Bronwyn. And then later on down the line again, lost my daughter, Georgia, which is hard, really hard. But I don't know, people go through crises like that without the Lord. Because I know there's so many people praying for us and lifted us up. But I do not know how I would have got through that without Christ being in my life. So our personal testimonies are such a wonderful thing. People try to deny God's word, don't they? But they can't deny how has changed the man or woman or boy or girl. So we have to bring forth our fruit as well. And it says in 2 Timothy 4:7-8, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith, and henceforth there shall be laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give give to me that day, and not to me only, but all those who love his appearance. What a great day that will be. What a great day. The Lord, Paul has brought his fruits to the Lord. The question is, what fruits are we going to bring? What fruits? Are they going to be small fruits? Or are they going to be big fruits? Could go into like pears and apples, and I think that's for the youth and Sunday school. That'd be quite a good lesson, I would. Bringing the fruits. But we don't know what fruits, because the Lord gives us different things every day, doesn't he? He gives us different things to focus on. And then, because we do slip and slide, and we do get carried away with the things of the world, and we get carried away with anything can distract us from what God has set in our sights. And we have to focus on the Lord. And then simply, the third point is the small things. It says back to Haggai, it says it's a signet ring. The signet ring is a small thing, isn't it really? It's just a ring, but it's got so much. It's like a wedding ring as well, isn't it? A wedding ring is only a small little thing on your left hand, but it means so much, doesn't it? It means so much. God sent his son to die on the cross for our sins, didn't he? He died for us, that we might see him one day in glory. We all know John 3:16, for God so loved the world, isn't it? And the small things in life, like small words as well. Small words like yes or no. No, I do not believe in Jesus. There's another small word, yes, I do believe. That is, they're two small words, but they're really big, aren't they? They're really big. Like grace is a small word. Pastor Dennis spoke on grace the other day in Salem. No, that's a small word, but it's a massive word, in other words, because you can't get the depth of grace at all. So we have to encourage one another by small little words like, yes, I'll pray for you. Yes, I'll help you. Yes, I'll come to church. Yes, I do believe. And Jesus spoke in small words as well, doesn't he? In John 1:43, he says simply, follow me. Now that is such two little words. It's such a big impact on people's lives, isn't it? Just the small words. And then in Luke 23:34, it says, Father, forgive them. Small words as well. Jesus never overcomplicated his speaking by giving us all the big long words, which we can get stuck on in God's translation. We can go the Latin of this and the Latin of that. We can just get confused, can't we? Well, I certainly do get confused. So what a wonderful small words. The point of these small words is, do we believe in God's word? Do we believe? Do we believe that Christ died for us and what he's done and changed us in our lives? Just simply to finish, the ring is a small, is such a powerful thing, is a ring from the King. I have chosen thee, which the Lord has chosen us to do so many different things, but he has chosen us, hasn't he? And then there's the simple, small things in life, which can mean so much, just by a ring and saying, yes, I do believe. So I'd just like to thank you for these few minutes that you've given me to speak this morning, Pastor Chris.